Barbarians of Rome, European Neolithic Languages, Part 1. Now, if a language map of modern Europe is examined, it will be seen that most of the languages spoken in Europe at the present time belong to the Indo-European language stock. The exceptions are Basque, Hungarian, Finnish, Estonian, some Finno-Ugrian languages in northwestern Russia, Turkish in European Russia, and several languages in the Caucasus area. Indo-European languages are, however, not restricted to Europe, nor were they in early historical times. Problem has always been, are the Indo-European languages of Asia the result of colonial expansion from Europe, or has the movement been in the reverse direction? Indo-European languages, the living and known extinct, are classified as the following. Indo-Aryan or Aryan would include Indic, the language of the Rig Vedas, Sanskrit, Prakrit, Pali, and modern Idic, in which most important are Sindhi, Bengali, and Hindi. B. Iranian, Avestan, the language of the writings of Zoroaster, Afghan, Old Persian, the language of cuneiform inscriptions, modern Iranian, Kurdic, Ostic in the Caucasus. 3. Sakian, extinct. 4. Scythian, extinct. 5. Sarmatian, extinct. Then we get to a second level, Tokharic, that's East Turkestan, that's extinct. 3. Thracio-Phrygian, extinct. Thracian and ancient Thrace in the Balkans, Phrygian in Asia Minor. 4. Armenian. 5. Hittite, extinct in Asia Minor, at least some forms of the language. 6. Metionic, extinct, Asia Minor. 7. Hellenic, Ionic, Attic, Doric, Western Greece, Macedonian. 8. Illyrian in Central Eastern Europe, extinct if possible survival in Albania is excluded. 9. Albanian. 10. Balto-Slavic. A. Baltic, Old Prussian, extinct, Lithuanian and Lettic. B. Slavic, Bulgarian, Serbian, Croatian, Slovenian, Russian, Ukrainian, Polish, Czech, and Slovakian. 11. Italic. A. Oscan-Umbrian, extinct. B. Latin, from which are descended the Romance languages, Italian, Spanish, Catalonian, Portuguese, Provençal, French, Latino-Romanic, and Romanian. 12. Celtic. Continental Celtic, extinct. Cornish, extinct. Welsh or Semitic Breton, a reintroduction into northwestern France from Britain at the time of the Anglo-Saxon invasions. Gaelic in Scotland. Erse in Ireland. Manx in the Isle of Man, almost extinct. 13. Germanic. North Germanic, Icelandic, Norwegian, Danish, Swedish. B. West Germanic, English, German, Dutch, Flemish, Frisian. C. East Germanic, Gothic, Burgundian, Langobardic, and many others, all extinct. A general division of Indo-Europeans in the West and the East Indo-Europeans can be made on the basis of the development of what is known as front palatals, K-G-K-H-G-H, which in Indo-Aryan, Balto-Slavic, Armenian, and Albanian appear as voiceless or voiced subsibilants under certain conditions, whereas in Hellenic, Italic, Celtic, and Germanic, they retain or retain before later changes took place a K or a G sound. The languages of the first division are called statum languages. Those of the second, where you have the pronunciation of the K or the G, those are entum. There would appear to be a fundamental division into the two great dialect fields in spite of some discrepancies. One center of dispersion would be southeastern Europe, the other northern and central Europe. Tokharic in East Turkestan is more closely related to the Centum division than to the Sedum division. This might be compared with the appearance of the Celtic language in Asia Minor, Galatian, which survived until the time of St. Paul. Both may be regarded as an isolated expansion group. The direct division into Centum and Statum languages indicates a cleavage in an original linguistic or cultural unity. This original unity appears in the relations, interrelationships between the hyphenated groups, such as Thraco-Phrygian, Thraco-Phrygian, Indo-Aryan, Balto-Slavic, Italo-Celtic, and Germanic and Latin. These interrelationships can only mean an expansion of Indo-European speaking peoples from some area where linguistic and cultural unity were possible. Archaeological investigations have shown conclusively that there was a highly developed culture in northern India before the introduction of an Indo-European language. India could not have been the Urartimat. Neither could Iran nor Asia Minor. Indo-European was introduced in these areas in early historical times. Greece can also be excluded. The Hellenic-speaking people were not native to the country, as survivals of place names from native languages plainly indicate. Nor can there be any doubt that an Indo-European language was introduced into the Italian peninsula, presumably by the Tarahumara or Villanovan people around 1500 BCE. Indo-European was introduced into Spain in the form of a Celtic language at the time of the Celtic expansion of the Latin culture in the Iron Age. Gaul was Indo-Europeanized by the Celts, as were the British Isles. After this elimination, we have left the mass of Central Europe from southern Russia to the Rhine plus northern Europe. It has been shown that the anthropological evidence excludes the people of the painted banded pottery cultures of the Swiss lake dwellings, the Bell Beaker culture, and the people of the Western European culture. The bearers of these cultures were all either predominantly Mediterranean or Alpine. The original speakers of Indo-European must have been Nordic. The archaeological evidence will not support the thesis that the Indo-European language stock had its origins in northern Europe, although the dominant physical type can be identified with that of the early speakers of Indo-European. This leaves only the corded ware culture of Upper Saxony and Thuringia to be associated with the original Indo-Europeans. Now, you can see that if we have problems finding relationships archaeologically, you can imagine how difficult it is to mess with this from a linguistic standpoint. Now, I'm just doing this so you get some idea of just how complicated this has become in modern times. I will put up a map on my History According to Bob Facebook page that will show these various Indo-European language groups as they're scattered out across the various continents. And that should kind of give you a little background. So what we'll be doing for the next two times, stopped here because I'm sure that your brain is probably already on overload at this particular point. There's nothing really spectacular except that we need to kind of view these different languages and what happened to them. And we will go on by looking at different aspects of language in the next two shows. And then after that, we're ready to actually get into the section where we're dealing with the Germanic people. Now, the sources for this, the Germanic people, their origin, expansion, and culture by Owen, Civilization of the Celts by Luray, and Civilization of the Steppes by Conrad. So I hope you enjoyed that, and as always, don't forget to come by the website, summahistorica.com or historyaccordingtobob.com, and ask a question, leave a comment, check out our merchandise, and if you like what we're doing, please feel free to support us. Thank you very much.